So this morning, when we were looking at small groups a little bit and why, we'll get a overhead thing. So small groups, the benefit. So ABC is accountability, belonging, and care. So if we know it's important to be accountable to other people. We want to feel like we belong, and it's so great when something happens that people can come around and care, and that's what a small group really helps and does. So we'll be listening to about a 9-minute clip from Andy Stanley. The full message, if you want to listen to it, it's called, I don't remember now. But it's from August 2nd, I believe, was the date that he preached it. But it's very much on small groups and the benefit of small groups. And he goes through some of Matthew, of the Sermon on the Mount. And he just says, like, what a revolutionary message that was, how it just turned things upside down. And if you look at it again, I mean, he just goes through so many things, loving our enemies, being different, being not just hearers of the word, but doers. And that's something that he really emphasizes is such an important part, too, of being in a small group, is because the people around you push you to not just be hearers, but doers, and to be a part of your life, and to not just make this a Sunday morning experience where you come here, listen to a message, feel good, go home, and don't think about it till next Sunday morning. So being doers is a huge thing in the end. So just looking at the Sermon on the Mount, when he talks about loving your enemies, about praying for people, for not worrying, not judging, asking God for what you need, seeking him, so many awesome things. So if you need something to do this afternoon, I encourage you to read through Matthew 5-7, read that again, and be encouraged and be spurred on to more. So we're going to watch this little video, and then hopefully it encourages you too to sign up for small groups. It's not just a one-time thing. If you don't sign up today, there's plenty of time. You can always let us know if you'd like to join, and we'll talk about it more in the coming weeks as well. So, and then after the video, then Cody will come back.
So I tell you all the time, follow Jesus in the Gospels. When he finishes this message, he walks down the mountain and begins practicing what he preached. He touches a leper. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. I'm not going to mind my own business. I'm going to get involved in his business. And then he does a favor for a Roman centurion. Peter just rolls his eyes like, what have we gotten ourselves involved in? What they didn't know. What they couldn't know. What I wish we knew more about is that following the resurrection, there would be a generation of Jesus followers who would take the teaching of Jesus, this extreme and practical teaching of Jesus, seriously. And they would live that way. And they would give that way. And they would forgive that way. They would one another that way. Because this was his way. This was the way. This was the way of the kingdom. And it would shake an empire. And the day would come. They could not imagine this in the first century under Tiberius and then eventually Nero. They couldn't imagine that one day Roman emperors would worship the crucified day laborer from Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth. Not because of what those first and second and third century Christians simply believed, but because of how they lived their lives. But unfortunately, eventually, the church, and church leaders in particular, started cramming it all back into the box, into the church building, dressed up with new imperial-type traditions. Show up, listen to a homily, recite a few things, confess a few things, and then just go on about your life. The church recreated the very thing, in some ways, Jesus came to dismantle. Vertical, individual, detached religion. As long as I'm okay with God, it doesn't matter how I am with everybody else. But here's where you come into play. Here's where we come into play, regardless of where you live or where you're watching from. There's always been a remnant. There's always been a group of people that say, no, we are going to be doers, not just hearers. And I want us to be a part of that group, and I want you to be a part of that group. So here's the question that maybe Jesus would ask at this point in the message. I don't know. This is just me imagining. He may look at us at this point and say, you want to be a part of that group? Yeah. You want to be a part of my kingdom on earth rolling out for the whole world? Yeah. Then he may ask us, well, then how's you doing? How's your doing doing? Are you doing? Or just mooing? You know what I mean by that. That's a good pastor. That's convicting. You gonna do any of this, honey? Me neither. Sure is good. I've never heard that before. That's amazing. I'm gonna share that tomorrow in my Bible study. You gonna do any of that? No, that's just impractical. I'm not gonna do that. This is why I need a circle. Because it doesn't matter how clear I am and how compelling I am or interesting I am. It doesn't matter. If you don't do it, if I don't do it, we don't make a difference. We're playing a game. We're not following Jesus. And this is why you need a circle. You need people to assure that you're doers and not just hearers and appreciators and Jesus fans. You don't need any more fans. Give me a J. Give me a J. I don't want fans. I want followers, and we need people around us to ensure that our faith has feet. So let me ask you this way, does your faith have feet? Are we living this way, doing this? Now, when we first started the church 28 years ago, in fact, today's kind of an anniversary, but actually it's two anniversaries. It's our wedding anniversary today, yes. Thank you. 35 years. That's a big one. Okay. It's also another anniversary. I'll tell you about it another time. But anyway, the point is, when we started the church, we just came out of the most tumultuous, emotionally taxing season of our lives. And it had to do with my dad and me. And we were just at odds. I mean, like, way odds. I've written about this with his permission, you know, because we eventually worked that out and reconciled. But I mean, at the time, it was bad. And of course, I was right. And I could not convince him he was wrong. I do not understand this. I mean, I'm a pretty, you know, and he was right and I was wrong. And you know how it is with the people you disagree with. Aren't you right? Of course you are. Of course you are, right? I mean, that's just human nature, right? So, I mean, I was angry and I was hurt and I was blaming and I was complaining. And the problem was, of course, I know all about forgiveness. I know I can't, you know, especially hold something against my dad, how ridiculous is that? I know all about, you know, claiming my slice of the blame pie. And what, I mean, I've taught all that stuff. I get all that. I know the sermons. You know what I needed? You know what we needed? I needed somebody to prod me to practice what I actually preach. And Sandra would tell you, we would tell you, in that season of our lives, do you know who came to the rescue? Our small group. We were in a group. And they listened. I'm telling you, they got us through. And I said they listened, and then they listened to the same stuff over and over and over and over and over, because we just had one story to tell, you know. And they loved us, and they pushed us, and they held us together, and they held us accountable. And maybe so much of what I'm doing now, we're doing now, is because of their love for us in that difficult season. So again, here's my point. If you're going to live this out, not if you're going to believe it and be interested in it, if you're going to live this out, walk this out, figure this out, work this out in your world, you're going to need some people around you. You're going to need some people who can help you figure it out. Here's why. Because, as I say all the time, life is complicated. I mean, your situation, your circumstances are complicated. I make it sound easy. Just follow Jesus. See you next week. I mean, that's, you know, every week you feel like I'm preaching the same sermon. Just follow. I know, Andy, you say that all the time. Follow Jesus. I'll see you next week. And you be thinking, Andy, that's easy for you to say. You don't understand my parents. You don't understand my marriage. You don't understand my business, my finances. You don't understand what I'm coming in, coming into, just walked out of. You don't understand my industry that I'm in and how we're struggling. You don't get it. And you're right. How could I? I live in a closet at the church. So, of course, I could never help you figure out how to walk through and walk out the, you know, the teaching of Jesus in your personal life because I don't walk in your shoes. But you're not the first person. You're not the first Christian. And there are people who've been where you are, and there are people who are where you are. And you need, we need each other. This is an extra credit. This is essential to walking and talking and following Jesus. Again, people who can help you figure it out, sort it out. I chatted with a group about 2 months ago. I just ran into them. This is a group of married couples, and they're all in blended families. And when they found each other, do you know how they felt? It was like, finally someone who understands what it's like to parent in a blended family. When they found each other, it was so powerful. There's no way I could speak into that intelligently. They need each other, and when they found each other, it was like a breath of fresh air. And now they're figuring out, how do you sort this out and walk this out in these particular unique circumstances? So yes, you have some difficult circumstances. And yes, I make it sound easy. But no, that's not an excuse not to engage and follow Jesus. And not only are there people who are where you are, who have been where you are, you're where you are. And one day you will have been where you are, and God will use you in the life of other people. But not because you get to wear a microphone, but because you find a circle of people and you can say, I understand. So, as much as I like talking to Rose, this can't be as far as it goes. If you're going to practice what Jesus preached, you need, I need, we all need